Night City. Scousers Abroad.
Hello, Tony Thomas.
Hello, Pete.
Now,
How are you?
I'm not mentioning this bar. You've got to say the name, because I can't say it.
Well, it is a bit awkward. Like, you know, you've got to be a bit careful. I do get a bit mixed up myself. But it's the Pheasant Plucker in San Eugenio in the South Eternity. Yeah, you have to be a bit be careful what you're saying. It does stick in the mind, though.
It's been stuck in my mind all night, thinking, I can't say it.
Yeah.
I'll get him to say it. Right, your Mark, well, your mate Mark, told us about you.
Yeah. Yeah, he's been over, him and his Mrs. Vicky, like, they were in the bar for the week, and they were in most nights and stuff, and he told me about yourself, you know, doing this programme.
Yeah, it's great. We go all over the world with it. Tony, where are you from originally?
I'm originally from Anfield, and then we moved then to Lee Park, Netherley, and now it's Halewood. When I go back, I stay with my mum in Halewood.
So what made you go to Tenerife, of all the places in the world, and why did you go?
All the places in the world, well, me and my best mate, Bri, we were supposed to be going to go to America because he had family over there, but I was thinking it was a bit far over there and stuff. So my sister bought a timeshare in Tenerife, and my brother went on it, and I worked with our Mike in the butcher's shop in Kensington. And he come back from the holiday and just said to me about Tenerife. He said it was a lovely place. He met some nice people over there, and a particular fella who was said he could get me some work over there, because I'd had itchy feet for a while, you know, Pete, wanting to work abroad and stuff, and going on lads' holidays and everything. And Tenerife is the one.
And
so,
where did the pub fit in?
Well, the pub fit in. I just started when I got over here with my mate Bri. We just got work in the Chinese restaurants, and I worked for 5 years on the island in bars and restaurants, and always thought of doing something myself. I was just like, really, just picking up bits and bobs off them and getting to know the island and what worked and what doesn't. And I thought, like, you know, bars and food and drink type of thing is the thing to do. So I worked in a pub in Los Cristianos called the Merry Monk. And I met a nice fella who owned that, Dave, and thought, right, fancy that's in this bar, which I walked past most nights on the way home, and he come up for rent, spoke to me boss then, and we went in a partnership together and got it. It was called the Merry Monk then.
So why did you change it to the Pheasant Plucker?
Well, I had 5 years with Dave, and we come to the end of our business partnership type of thing. I wanted to buy him out and take it on myself and change it around, because he had all this... It's like old English thing, theme going on in the bar. I wanted to modernise it and thought of a different name, Pheasant Plucker.
It's a very hell of a
name. And just took it on myself.
Yeah.
Just took it on myself, you know.
Tony, the big thing about it is, and it was my industry before I came into Laffordly, called show business, but I was in the catering business. People have no idea how hard you work on that bar, do they?
No, they don't. They don't, Pete, no. They just see the easy part, really, pouring the beer. It's all the keeping the bar open and running, and, you know, all the licenses and stuff. And because I have cabaret on the bar, I have cabaret on every night, so it's like it's a music license you have to get. Mm-hmm. But now, this last couple of years, they've come out with a live music license, so you have to change everything round in the bar, disable toilets and all these licenses, soundproof and things like that, you know. So
it's not an easy industry, is it?
No, it's not. You have to keep putting money back into the bar and making it nice and changing things and keeping on top of things. But I'm fortunate to have a good work. You know, I've got a good team behind me as well. So
is it hard to get staff over there, Tony?
It was a first for me, because with it being a learning curve for me, because I was a butcher from Liverpool. I was just going into a bar business and stuff. It was a learning curve. So after a while, Pete, after about 5 years or something, you get a, you know, you find the right staff to want to work every day and appreciate the money, and who've got, you know, mortgages and cars and things to pay for. So, you know, they're going to be in work on time. And I just went through a bit of a phase getting the wrong staff at first. But, yeah.
How long have you been over there?
21 years now. 21 years.
You mentioned a dreaded word, which actually did the island, or two words, did the island an awful lot of harm for a while, and that was timeshare. It was horrendous, wasn't it? You couldn't walk anywhere.
No, you couldn't. No. And there's a lot of people, you know.
But a lot of people got ripped off.
Yeah, yeah.
Has it changed?
It has, yeah. It has, Pete. It's changed quite a lot now. There's not as many on the streets. And I think the last 10 years, 5 years, it's gotten a lot better, Tenerife, you know. Definitely more policing. And,
but it had to, because it was getting a world reputation, because you couldn't walk down the street and they wouldn't leave you alone. And there's an awful lot of vulnerable people, you know. So it did. And it was great. It was, you know, a great place. Always went to Tenerife. Los Americas, is it still there? Los Cristianas, is it still there?
Yeah, Los Cristianos is still there, yeah. A little bit quieter this time of year over there, but they've done the place up, they've done all the roads up and new pavements and stuff, and it is a lot nicer now, the island, I think. It's a lot more safer as well. And
well, there's two different starts to this island, isn't it? Because the other side of the island is incredibly, it rains all the time, but it's incredibly lush.
Yeah. It's strange. It's like 3/4 of an hour drive and you think like you're back at home, really. Yeah, it's all green and trees and, you know, it does rain. It's a bit colder as well and only a short space of time.
So, Tony, whereabouts do you live on the island?
I live in Fanya Bay. We've got an apartment up there. Mm-hmm. It's only about 5-10 minutes away from the bar, so I can be there pretty quick. And
Has tourism picked up again, because it went through a bad time for everyone, not for just Tenerife?
It did, Pete, yeah, you know, with the recession and stuff, it did drop off and it was hard going, and they had that ash cloud thing as well, if you remember that.
Yeah, I do indeed.
People couldn't get here and people were stranded here and stuff, and yeah, it was tough. It's picked up a bit this year.
Have you seen a change financially? Has it gone more expensive?
Certain places have, yeah, but I don't think it has. I don't think it's gone that much dearer. I mean, the euro's quite good. I mean, people feel like they're getting some euros for the pound, so... Yeah. No, I wouldn't say so. There's certain places that are a bit dearer, but yeah. I think there's still some good bargains and cheap prices to find, especially in my place, mate.
Absolutely. I'm talking to Tony Thomas over in Tenerife. Tony, what are the locals like towards the English people? They still like them?
Yeah. I think they're great, especially if you've been here a while and you can speak their lingo a bit, then they give you the more of a time of day.
Because you've made an effort. You've made an effort.
Yeah, you've tried to, you know, communicate with them and stuff. And you get the odd couple, you know, that are a bit rude and stuff with you. But mostly I find they're great.
Yeah, now, tell me, do you have to have a work permit over there?
Yeah, you have to. It's a residencia, it's called, which you go to the police station and get an NIE number. And then anyone that wants to employ you puts your NIE number forward with their solicitor, or Hester here, as they call them here, and then you get a works contract. So it is important if you're going to stay on the island to get that, definitely.
Are young people still going there for holidays in the winter?
Not much so, no. Not up where I am anyway, and I know quite a lot of people down Veronica's and Starco, we've got pubs and places and that, and they are suffering, like. But in the summer, there's still the kids are coming over, like.
Why do you think it's changed? Do you think people have moved on to other places, or do you think they're sick of Tenerife?
I think, yeah, you know, the younger ones, I think they have. I think they're going different places and stuff. And it has had a bit of a bad reputation down, especially in Veronica's, where all the nightclubs are. But as I say, they've cleaned all that up as well, Pete. They've renovated it all and cleaned all the roads up and tidied it up. And they've got more policing now. So it is getting better. And I hope it does get better for the younger ones down there.
So whereabouts is your bar? Where is it placed?
I'm about 10 minutes, 15 minutes walk from Veronica's area. It's up from Las Americas. It's called San Eugenio, the top of the hill. There's a big Bougainville hotel. It's across from there.
Oh, right.
It's a nice area, you know, and
Now, many years ago, you might be able to help me on this because it's driven me mad trying to remember it. I used to go years ago when you were a child, because I'm older than you. So I used to go when I used to love it. But there was a place up in the mountains from Los Americas where you went up and it was like a garage, but they did a barbecue chicken at night. Yeah. And it was the most... And I never remembered what the damn thing was. And then you'd take your car or your scooter we had at the time, you'd take your scooter down and you wouldn't even switch it on because it was all downhill. But it was in the middle of nowhere and it cost nothing. And they just barbecued chicken and drank wine.
Yeah. They're still going.
So there's a few of them, are there?
There's a few of them now, Pete. Yeah, there's a few chains. You all have the different own recipes of chicken and stuff. But I go to the Otello's one, which is right at the top. It's got like mountain views and stuff. You can see down into the valleys and stuff. And yeah, dead cheap up there. And the chicken's lovely.
Incredible.
It's like a garlic chicken, you know, with salad and stuff. And yeah, house wine as well.
It's just and cheap and cheerful.
Yeah, cheap as chips, mate. Yeah.
Now, do you serve food in your bar?
No, mate. No, I don't. No, I haven't got a kitchen or anything. Just, I haven't got the space for one. It's not that big of a pub, but it's the regulations that go with it, you know, with the food and stuff. Right. And
so it's more regulations.
Health and safety. It's more headache, yeah.
Now, if anybody is listening to this show now who wants to go, because I've got a girl, a girlfriend mate of mine, whose daughter goes over every year to Ibiza. If anybody's there now listening and wants to go and work in a bar, just before they make the decision to come over to you or Mallorca or wherever, tell them how hard that is and the hours they do.
There is work over here and it's pretty straightforward to go and get your residency. And yeah, good luck to them.
But it is long hours, isn't it?
It is long hours. I mean, but, you know, it's 8 hours a day. But then you've got the rest of the day off in the sun. If you decide to do day shifts, night shifts, you know, you can get them split. There is work over here for people that want to come and stay on the island.
Now, what are your licensing hours over there? When can you just open 24 hours a day?
No. I've got a live music license where I have to cut off, say, about 1:30 in the morning. But then I can put some some quiet CD music on, and I just stay open, Pete, till everyone's finished, really. But normally by the time 1:30, 2:00. They're all done.
And do you have these monitors, volume monitors?
Yeah. They call it a limiter, which is connected to the music system. And once it hits a certain decibel, it cuts in and turns the music out. But that's just one of those things, Pete. You know, you have to abide by the laws and stuff. And I have to close the doors at a certain time. And if I can get round a few things, I will, like.
Well, of course, years ago, Tony, it never happened. Every bar had live entertainment on, and it blasted to Kingdom Come.
Yeah. Well, where I'm situated, I've got people living above us and a hotel across the road and a complex behind me as well. So if it is blasting out, then they get onto the police or something, and then they come down and they can give you a denuncia, they call it, which is like a fine and stuff, so... It's not worth it, you know.
Another thing, Tony, when I was last in Tenerife, they were building like there was no tomorrow. Is that still going on or has it stopped?
There is still a bit of building going on, but yeah, it's mostly stopped now. Mostly stopped now. There's not much more. As I say, Tenerife's like, well, the south is not like it used to be now, you know, where it was just Las Americas and Los Cristianos. You've got Fania Bay, you've got La Caleta, Adeje now. It's just spread now, you know.
Yeah.
I wonder where all the people are going to come from to fill the houses sometimes.
Yeah, it makes you think. Tony, is it expensive to live there for you as a homeowner with electric, gas, stuff like that, or not?
No, I wouldn't say so, Pete, no. No, I've got a mortgage like everyone else, and the electric's quite cheap and the water bills and stuff. All depends, really, where about you live. If you live close in town, it's dearer, you know, the rates and stuff. But if you live out of town, it gets cheaper. Mm-hmm. Accommodation is cheaper and stuff like that. So I wouldn't say it's expensive, no.
How often do you get home to Liverpool?
I get home quite regularly. I try and get home every 3-4 months if I can.
So you've watched the city grow.
Yeah.
It's amazing, isn't it, how it's changed?
It is. It really is. Yeah. You say it's a long time, 21 years here.
Yeah, just, it is indeed. Would you ever leave, come back to live here?
No, I don't think I would, no. As I say, I'm fortunate I can get back,
yeah.
You know, every 2 or 3 months if I can. I can just get a cheap flight and I'm home in 4 hours, so it's not too bad. But actually, going home permanent, not for me, no.
Now, tell me, do you have televisions in your bar?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, I've got all the...
Where do you stand with football? Is it illegal? Do you have to pay a licence or what? Or have they got these mental dishes that send them, whether you like it or not, you've got them free?
Well, it's not illegal, no. You can put your dishes... My dish goes on the top of the complex roof. There is licences you have to pay. I pay a music licence in the bar, which covers TVs as well. And I also subscribe to a satellite company over here for all the football.
Mm-hmm.
I've got myself a little reputation as a Liverpool bar now, Pete, so I have all my flags up on the games and everything.
That's interesting. Now,
yeah.
If anybody is listening right now who goes to Tenerife regularly, tell them where they can find you.
You can find me in the Pheasant Plucker in Garden City. It's across from the Bougainville Hotel in San Eugenio. I have all the happy hours on of the day, and it's a British family show bar.
Tony, have they talked about another airport yet? Because it's quite a long journey, isn't it? Really, when you get off the plane. Isn't it?
No, Peter. It's not. There's one in the south, Rhenia Sofia, and there's one in the north as well.
Of course,
the south
there's
one's
two. Yes,
only,
I forgot about
only,
that. Yeah,
it's only 10 minutes away from me, the airport. So
I forgot
close,
about
that. You know?
I forgot there was two airports. And has the mountain ever erupted?
Not that I know of, no. No, they've had a couple of orange alerts, as they say, but I think we'd know about it if it was going to go off. Yeah, yeah, so, well, hopefully not anyway.
And to finish off now, let's have some name checks. Say hello to a few people, you know.
My mum, June. My brother, Mike. My best mate, Bri, who we've come to Tenerife with. And everyone that knows me, really, back at home.
Name of the bar again, Tony?
It's the Pheasant Plucker.
And where is it?
It's in San Eugenio, Garden City.
Tony, that's Thomas, thanks for talking to us.
Pete, thanks very much, mate. If you're ever over in Tenerife, look me up and I'll buy you a pint. We'll have a chat.
All right, mate.
All right, Pete. Thanks very much, mate. Thank you.